It was meant to be a hesped for Rebbe Fall Zichron Livracha. It's Rebbe Fall's Mechutin. Agoyne Moshe Shapiro just passed away. It's still Mesa Mutl of fun of. He was one of the Pe'erei Gidule of the Mir Yeshiva. One of the places he was yearning from was the Mir Yeshiva. And therefore was felt it was a Mechutin Rebbe Fall, very close, very bididus. And it was felt by the Anhala that it would be appropriate to speak of Moshe and the Yahrzeit that somebody will speak in Mitzvah Hashem. But it's the appropriate thing at this time. Especially since they both yearning from the Mir, and it's a lot more focused on an oimik of what the Mir Yeshiva's Torah was and what the point of it is. And it's the same Torah. The Reb Moshe was known for speaking about a chelik of Torah that wasn't included in the Mir Beis Medrash. It wasn't included in what in today's many Litvish yeshivas. It's true that in Volozhin they learned this yonim, the Goyim Talmidim were oisik a lot, but it wasn't something that was part of his Medrash. But there were two reasons why he was miskabel. One was because it was a given that any person who is not a gadol in the Torah of Gemara, in the Torah that of halacha, b'ilm halacha, His the value of his divya agada are limited, and therefore, and this was Reb Moshe's own sense of things. Anyone who dash in divya agada that wasn't a lamdin and oiskalten a lamdin, they would not give it any credence. That's Reb Moshe himself grew up in the Olam Yeshivas. Like I said, he had shaychus. He learned the Yeshiva in the early tkufas. In Tkufa, after he was married first, Rabbi Zudel was mechabev him ad ma'oid. He was one of the first people to get kesher with Reb Nachum. He told me that when he was growing up, when he was in Shiva, only Yechidei school appreciated Reb Nachum's amkus and lamdus. The olam was a different type, and he was one of the people that had that netiyah. So he himself spoke to Brisker of learning almost every week, Reb Moshe, and therefore his yisoid was the yisoid of the Olam HaYeshivas. On that he built a whole edifice of Harbatzah Sotayr and Olam HaGarita. Also, when we'll think about it, and be mizboinim, it wasn't two worlds. It was the same Teichen. There was a commonality, or more than commonality, it was Hainu Hach, it was Miksha Achas, his Olam of Halach and Olam Vagada. And I would like to try to explore that world a little bit and understand that Yichud, because understanding the Yichud of that world will help us understand what Reb Moshe's Torah was in the world of Agarita and what the Mir Yeshiva's Torah was in the world of Halacha, and something that Rebbe Fall embodied. I want to start with a shaila. The Ramban refers many times to a chelik of Torah as Chochmas HaEmes, Valderech HaEmes Omru. What does that mean? If I tell somebody now I'm going to tell the truth, the implication is it was a lie until now. So what did I mean when I'm excluding something by saying, Ramban says, now I'll tell you a pshat. He's not saying the emes a pshat, like there was a havimin and a maskana. He's saying, I'm telling you a pshat al derech emes. So the chelik of Torah that's called Torah's emes. That's what it's called. Lafuki what? I mean, what describes the other chelik of Torah? When I say that somebody's not speaking the emes, I mean he's saying sheker. So what does it mean in Torah? What does it mean as a chelik that's called a derech ha-emes? Furthermore, what do we mean when we call Torah's emes? So mainly when you say Moshe Emes and Toirose Emes, so we say that there were different people who were Shakranim, and they presented Kilu, they got a Torah, and Moshe is Emes, and Toirose Emes. Okay, so that Emes means that it's the Dvar Hashem as he got it. But Torah is called Torah Emes, as itself. What is Torah, an Emes of what? I mean, we're not speaking about Sipurei Dvarim. Are we just saying that the Sipurei Dvarim are Emes? What about Vayikra? What about the vast Chelek, which is all about Halachis? What does Emes mean when we apply it to something like Hilchas Tefillin, like Hilchas Sukkah? Those are two shailas that I want to be misbein a little bit on. I'd like to first explain that point of Emes, and then I would like to try and to explain the koyach of chachma involved in that Emes. If a person comes along and I ask him what's a shtender, and I say a shtender is yellow, brown, is it not true? No. But I've described a very, very shallow aspect of it. If I say a shtender is yellow and made of wood, so is that Emes? I mean, it certainly is true. Does it go to describing it? Maybe. If I say a shtender is something that you can sit and put a sefer on and is generally made of wood, and whatever, then I was teifis the real description. In other words, essence versus periphery. When I've put my finger on an essential quality and defined it as such, that's a tfisa, that's the emes, versus something which is a peripheral quality. It's something that is a quality of it, but it's not the chayfetz itself. That's not the emes, l'umas the emes. So there's another musik of emes versus sheker, not true and false, but the heart of something, or an inyan associated with it. I once heard Rav Utnan and Maimus said over, he asked a question, he said a pshat, and he said, aber das ist noch nicht angehabt beim Herzen. The answer I gave hasn't been teufisit by its heart. And when I'm teufis something by its heart, that's when I'm teufisit by its emes. So when I ask myself, what is tefillin? What is tzitzis? So there's a certain mitzias and a certain chelik of Torah called Torah's emes that describes the atzmius of it. And then there's a halacha how I'm supposed to be mekayim it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give us tzitzis with tzemer and tefillin with ritzuis and batim and so on. So when Ramban uses the musig of chachmas ha-emes, what he means is the chachma that's central to describing it, something that few of us are zeiche to be oimid on the side of the emes. And so for a child, when you want a child, you describe something, a fire truck is red. You describe a chitzonius a bit, but any type of comparison of chitzonius to pnim, peripheral to essential, is the hagdara of it, is the essential, the heart, the neshama of something, is the emes shaboy. And just like our neshama is be'etzem who we are, and a guf, we happen to have a guf for the tkufa that we need it, and we use it. And that's why anytime I get to the neshama of something, to the heart of something, that's a tfis in the emes of something. And that's why that's called emes. When we talk about Torah as being emes, we're talking not about the Sipurei Dvarim. That's not That's not, Torah's emes means that this is the Briya Be'etzer. This is Toiv, and this is Ra. And everything else comes from it. And that's what it means, that it's like a Baraisi Ra'alma, that the Etzem Briya, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mechuvan of the Briya, the Toichen of the Briya, the Nesham of the Briya, is Toiv versus Ra, as expressed in the Torah. And the Torah describes the Metzias Be'etzem. That's the Tfis of Emes, not Luma Sheker, but Emes Toichen versus Levush, let's call it. The halacha, somebody becomes a bardas. One of the simonim, not physical simonim, but a test of das, is that he's neutral and egus and zorek atzroer. And that's what he's called a bardas. Atzroer and egus are both hard and both inedible. Unless you crack the egos and take out the panemius from it. If you crack it and take out the toichen becomes oichel, and the tsroer does not toichen. The das of a person doesn't lie in the afchana chitzonis. The difference between an edible piece of food, between a piece of bread and a rock, is something that a chassad das can make. Because on the surface of it, this looks like bread. I've eaten this a few times and it's good to eat. This, I've tried to put my teeth in it and it's terrible. And that's it. But to be mafchin between something that has a teuchin versus something that's only that's kol kula, just a rock, that's where das comes in. I want to learn up a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Hashem b'chochma yosed aretz, koinin shemai b'svuna, b'daitoi tohoimo isnifku, u'shchoki mirafutal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with chochma, the aretz with chochma, Shemayim, he established with Tvuna. With Das, he broke open the Tehoimis. And the Shchokim give Tal with the Das. So the Goyen says over here that both Shemayim and Oretz are two separate Briyas. Obviously, Shemayim Shemayim Lashem versus Me'odom. Both of them have a toichen that gives chiyus. And the toichen that gives chiyus is the tehoimois lemata, which produces mayonis, that come and flow, and tal and geshem, that come from lemala. Both of them need a bekiya. Neither the Tehoimis open up, nor the Shchokim give Tal, unless something opens it. On the surface of it, both are Sosum. On the surface of it, it's closed. The Shemai is like Barzol, and it's like the Choshes, is a Klola. If it's hard and fast, and you can't break through. The chiyus that lies in Shemayim and Oretz is only achieved through breaking it apart, through Bekiyah. And the koyach of Das, the specific koyach of Das that allows for it to happen is called Das. Chachma is one chelik of what we would generically call das, and that allows for aretz. There's tvuna, bina, that produces shemayim, but that doesn't give you the chiyus of it. Shemayim and Eretz in themselves are just coverings. And the specific koyach in the person's, in the world of seichel, in the world of chachma, that allows for the teichen to come through and to be life-giving is called das. And both Shemayim and Eretz, the Gaon says, need the bekiyah of das, or else they're not going to give any chiyus. So if we ask ourselves, what is the koyach that is that gives the koyach that gives that allows chiyus to come out? That's going to be the koyach of das. I want to apply it in two or three different areas that are negea. In the world, what was the chiddush of the tzuras halimud that our derech halimud and our tzuras halimud is based on? May olam, I mean, Klal Yisrael was always Isaac and Torah and the falpul and so on. The Reb Chaim's yichud, his knech, that has become the sort of the bedrock on which our derech halimud rests, is that the answer never lies on top. If I ask a kasha from a gemara to gemara, so to find the kasha, Reb Chaim's axiom is, the kasha is because I'm always looking on the surface. I'm being medame. This looks like this. This seems similar to this. So why is this chayev and why is this potter? It's only when I dig deeper and I try to understand the sheirish of this halacha and the sheirish, even though on top they have a superficial dimyan, but mitzad the pnimius advarim, they're not the same. This is coming as a din mitzad chayis the get, and this is mitzad the megarish. Each one is, they seem the same, but they're coming from different places. There's a bekiyas tohoimis in Oretz, which is something that is going to, the only time we're going to get to the Mayim Chayim, to the Etzim Halacha, is if we crack it. And what it takes more than anything else is to keep chewing it over and over. It's just like if a person were to swallow an egois, it tastes the same like a tzur, and it gives as much chiyas as a tzur, and it's as dangerous as a tzur. There's no mila in the egois with its klipa and more than the tzur. When a person chews on the egois, when the person breaks through and cracks it open, he discovers that there's a pnim over there. There's a teichen over there that's chewable, that's edible. So the mila of das, a person becomes a bar das when he can be mafchin that. And in halacha, in the ulam halacha, that is what Reb Chaim was mechadish, and that's the derech, an approach that's musa to us from our rebbeim, our rebbeim's rebbeim, and so on. Whereas bina is medame milsa lemilsa, it sort of shows the tzara shava, and that's the first step in broadening Torah, is to be medame milsa lemilsa. But unless a person has das, which can look until the tahoim and see whether or not it's a superficial dimyan, or it's something that's taker noike v'yoyir ala tahoim. That's the koyach of das, that's the mid of das. To be choike and to see the medame milsa milsa is a lachura, And that's what Tvuna does, that's what Bina does. It gives me lechura, it's the same. This should be like this halacha. But if I'm choike v'deirish, I chew on it, and again and again, I begin to see it's not the same. It looks the same, but there's a difference over here. That's in the world of halacha. In the world of agada, it's certainly like that. The levushim, Chazal spoke in divrei chida and divrei mashal. Much more in halacha, there's a pshuta shel dvarim. In agada, there is a much bigger need to be try and understand what Chazal mean with the chida and with the drasha. And over there, there's an oimik, bifnim oimik. The Goyen says that he speaks in Shayin and Gimel, where it says that Hine Yaskel Avdi, that Mashiach will have a certain tsura that's ki'ilu mushchas, something about the tsura that's going to be not nice. And the Goyen says this is referring to Divrei Chazal, that are the biggest soydis of the Bria, and Chazal chose to wrap them in things that are not nice always. Things that people say it's silly, it's strange, and Umas Olam come and with laughing. And the Goyen says that's Hashchosas Hoyd, whatever the reason is that it was chosen like that. But in Divrei Agada, unless a person is misamik in it, unless a person tries to understand what did Chazal want, a lot of times the Goyen says on certain Agadot Zohar V'Ochana in Bava Basra, doesn't have any Pshuto Shel Mikra. And all the other Agadotos, even if it has a Pshuto Shel Mikra, the oimik of it is the Ikka B'Derech Klal. That's in the Torah of Agada. And that was meant to be Torah Apanim. And there's one more place where this distinction is relevant. And that's in Torah Ha'adam. Rabbi Nebuchaya says, in this week's parsha, in Vayigash, in this week's parsha, he says that, Vayi'ochzu, but he speaks on the word Vayi'ochzu. He says the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, it means more an essential level, is not between the maisim themselves. It's how deep the shrashim are of those maisim. He says if you have a tree that's full of fruit, but the shrashim are very, very shallow, then like the Moshel Chazal, that's doomed for failure. If you have a tree where the shrashim are very deep, then even if right now the pears are not so much, but it's something that is waiting to happen. The tree will stay there, it's stable, the growth is slow, but adarabha, better that the growth be first in the shrashim, and with the hamakas shrashim, there should be maisim, then rather the other way around. And it's the hallmark, the difference in tzaddik and rasha in being magda, the person, doesn't lie in the maisim as much as in how deep the maisim are in the person. Reb Chaim Shalevitz, Zichrono Livracha, our Rosh Yeshiva, would say many times at a hespit that he would get very annoyed with speakers that would pepper the talk with a lot of stories about the Nifter, or be Yosei Chavosan telling over wonderful niflos about the Nifter. And Reb Chaim would say on the parsha, I'm sure Dalim has heard it many times, he spoke in Vayera, he says, Kneged, the water that they brought, it was Echte Be'er, Kneged this, it was Echte this. And he said, these mice are not so fantastic, if an Oni comes to my door, I don't give him a glass of water, I don't give him a piece of bread. And Reb Chaim would say, Nit the mice attached up the mensch, No, der Mensch teilt stark die Meisim. In other words, the measure of a person are not the Meisim that he did. A person can do it out of a momentary exuberance. A person can do it to show off. A person can do it because there's nothing else to do. A person can do it for many reasons. But a person's measure is this Maisa, this giving the water, is it Derech Olam, or is this a Maisa that's equal to Berisha Miriam? The person doing it teaches the Maisa. He's the caption to the story. So the difference between what's Magdir at Tzaddik is to see the Shroshim rather than the Peiris. So in Teiris HaAdam, the Bali Musar, which is also part of our Maseiris, which is an intrinsic part of our Maseiris HaYeshivas, was that the focus is not which tzitkis you're doing. The focus wasn't on showing off tzitkis. The focus was how deep are the maisim that you're doing embedded in you. How much is this an expression of something that's a sheirish deep in you, in your tehaimis, and how much is it on the surface? The mid of das, as the Bala Musa sought fit to use, was to focus it on being mashrish in a person's own oimek, on a person's own tehaimis, the maise. So if a person does things because everybody doing it, it's important to do something to do it, there was no das that was mashrish inside. If a person is misbeinian and misamik, in chayvase by lamoi, and in the shirish of each mitzvah, he's mafnim it, he integrates it, and makes it part of his essence, then maybe even if the mice at this point is a little weaker, but it's the pre of an eitz that's mushrash deep in the person, and it will stay, and it will be misraba with time. So if we're to ask ourselves, the Beis Medrash, that's our Beis Medrash, the Beis Medrash of the world of Torah as we know it, and as our Messiris, is built on Das specifically. Yes, there is Eretz and there's Shemayim, and both of them have Elikus waiting to be Mashpia. They have Mayim Chayim waiting to give. But both of them will not give it to us if we sit and wait to see it dribble on the surface. There's no water on the surface. In direct proportion to a person's digging up and down is where he will, the Olam HaMaisa will give of itself. It's true of this is Medrash I grew up in. It's true of Reb Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, who was one of the Gidulei Pe'er of this Beis Medrash. He was profoundly impacted by both the learning. Many times he would tell me all these things. And by the certain Hanhagas Chaim that also he would refer to. Rabbi Leizudli was very mechabev him and madrich him and toveya from him, kedarkoi, the shaykhis with others. And he himself was able to bring it further into the world of Agada, which wasn't so pronounced, but it was direct hemshech. The oilam was the oilam of das. The goal was that nothing, if you take everything as it is, then you're taking the klipa together with the pri, and at the end of the day you'll choke on it, because the tyravis of the unnecessary, unwanted, miscellaneous, with ikur and toich, becomes one big chant, and it's not some chayim. When a person is misyageya, then a person breaks through. Rav Moshe was an extraordinary Lamdin. He said Shurim Kesidron on Tyrus, Dvarim on Mukim B'Yoisa. Wherever you could speak to him in any sugya, he would be there. I mean, he himself was Mesegea tremendously in Torah. In the world of Agada, there are, Rav Volbe once spoke from this Bima, Bima in the Merkazi, I heard him, and he spoke about Sisra Torah. And he said, Kisvei Arizal? That's not Sisra Torah. Every shtibel, by Minchal Meir, they have Shurim Kisvei Arizal. That's nothing. That's not Sisra Torah today. Chayvus Halavavus is Sisra Torah. He didn't mean that Kisvei Arizal has become Pashit. He meant that a person who's shallow is going to take the Mamakim of Chochmas Pnim and also turn it into a tzrar. With special skill, you can take the egoist and make it a tzrar also. If a person doesn't learn Yigia and Hamaka Atchunis, a person who's light, who doesn't work hard, who doesn't have feichba va'feichba, then it's less samachayim even if he learns other things. It's worse. Shouldn't be learning it. Allah says he shouldn't learn it. Moshe's godless wasn't that he taught other things also. Moshe's godless was that he was msegeh on other things and broke open certain nekudas and havanas and tfisis that for the thousands of talmidim who heard it, when once you see somebody chew on an egois, a child sees an adult crack an egois, and the toich comes out and it's edible, he learned that you have to crack it. He may be young yet, it may take him a long time, he may cry that someone else should crack it. But I realize now what you're supposed to do with it. You don't swallow the egois, you crack it and take something out. Even for the person who couldn't move much further in the Olam HaGada, but to see that what Yigia and Hamaka and Das Omoik is able to produce tells you there's oir over there. And maybe you'll be Misagir, maybe you look for it. But Al Kapanim, its Chiddush wasn't that he taught things that weren't taught in yeshivas. There was a reason why they're not taught in yeshivas. Because for most people, they swallow their goyzim, it's as bad as the tzroir. His Chiddush was that he showed a derech of yegiyah and hamaka for those that were already mature and shayach to it, and gave them a tefis in that oyer. And in halacha chayim, his unspoken or much spoken message was that a person needs to look at where his maisim are mushashin. The tviya to look and understand and to learn and internalize with a tzura that was his through a lot of hamaka with learning in certain yanim. But the point of it was to be mashrish, the maisim you do inside the person. It says on Shlema Melech, the Pasuk says, V'yoyse shay koheles chacham, od lime das es om ve izen ve chike ve tiken mishalom harbe. So my malach was a chacham. More than chachma, he taught chachma. But the chachma that he taught was through mishalom. The sefer of chachma is called Mishlei. And we wonder, yes, mishalim are a nice device that Megidim use. Stories, mishalim, it's almost, when we say somebody was saying mishalim, it's not used as a Shem Levi for Chachma. If anything, the opposite. Yeah, he entertained the Olam with nice Sipur Maisis and wonderful mishalim. What does it mean? The Sefer of Chachma is called Mishlei. And Shlomo HaMelech Yesa, then he was a chacham. He was able to be mesakein mishalim. A mashal is a tzura of chachma. where I take a chutz that a person is familiar with and I use it as a vehicle to convey a teichin that's not yet his. It's the emissa in the heart of chachma. That if I speak divrei Kabbalah to somebody, what's the point of it? I didn't know before, I don't know if I'm just repeating a lot of words. If I say yesoid, I say lomdash yesoid, that the only thing I know afterwards, more than before, is to repeat the words. What did I accomplish? The godless of somebody who's a meira derech in das is that he's able to take a chitzonis that I'm used to. These are words and points I'm used to understanding, and show you that gunas in it is a teichin much deeper. And the emes is, that's the mahalach how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megala the chachma and the bria. It's an ein soif of klipa with teichin. That's a klipa to another teichin. That's a klipa to another teichin, and so on. The point of das is that I keep on focusing and understanding that whatever I'm able to be teifis with my hands is the chitzonius of something deeper inside it. And now I'll shleim ha-melas chachma. This was our Beis Medrash. This was the chachma to keep yisagei on sugi after sugi time and again, and each time to be oimed on another nekud of teichin. Reb Nochum said over the same shiurim be'erech, each machzah, and each machzah there was a new hamak in the same be'erech, but there was always getting to something deeper because it was chewed over for the umpteenth time. And the hafeichba v'hafeichba, not to look for something else, not to look for entertainment in the new. Hafeichba v'hafeichba de kula ba. In other words, the focus of that Mishnah is that if you're keeping misamik in it, then you'll find the tam and the toichin in it. Rav Moshe was zeicha to give over to a doyer, to be meir inayim, in the world of Agada, which was neglected. The same koiches that went into the yigia of what we would call the Olam of Halacha went into Olam Agada. He taught for all those who heard and listened and understood something. Never that an Agadata is waiting to be cracked open to find a Teichin. That's waiting to be cracked open to find a Teichin and so on. That the words that were used by Kadmonim to describe things are only a klipa waiting to be cracked open for another teichin. That a person is measured not by what comes out on the surface, but where it comes out from in the pnim. The deeper the hashrasha is, the more significant the pri is, whether it's one or many, big or small. In a dima pri that draws from the mamakim of the mayonis, to a pri that's mistapik with the mayim, with the pshulius on the shell, on the thing. The tsuris odom, Maral says in many places, tsuris odom is like an eitz, but the opposite, that the shroshim are lamala, and the peiros are lamata. And the more a person is mushas lamala, the more significant is ma'isim lamata. That was one of the peiros of this Beis Medrash that had such deep shroshim. It wasn't something else, it wasn't something new, it wasn't an invention or it was a hemshech. Because when the shayrish goes deep, then the peiros have no gvul. Some we lost, a year ago we lost Rebbe Fol, who was an omid of this Beis Medrash, an omid of the Gi and this Chelek of Torah, a person whose maisim were kol kuloi the person. Everything he did or said, what the pashtos of it was that everything, there was no chelik. This is the frum chelik. This is the midas chelik. This is the manach haver chelik. This was the person. This was Zekal Adam. All was Zaynik from the same base medrash. And now that it's almost a year that Rav Fall is not here, it's Mesa Mudl Fanov still Rav Moshe. The only thing is to hope for a day that Mola Oretz Deya Kamayim Layam Mechasim, that the Memes and that the Das will be by Kea, Shemayim Leroyim and Oretz Letachas, and the world becomes full with water, and that the Teichen of the world be the world, and the Mayim should be Mechasim Kamayim Layam Mechasim.